Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music.
Alright, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're having a little technical difficulties tonight. We are live on location down in South Beach in Miami, so a shout out to all the Florida listeners. Thank you again, Ruben, and for Aaron for calling in with your question. And again, if any listeners out there have questions tonight, we'll take your call or answer your question. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And now we're going to our next guest of the evening, someone who has been on the show before, and we have her back because she has an amazing, not just story and work of what she's doing, but she also represents an amazing company with an amazing product, RNA Drops, which I take, and I take them every day, except I did forget them in North Carolina, so I haven't taken the last day and won't be taking the next 2 days, so I hope that doesn't mess things up too much, but I will ask Virginia Gunther now. So, Virginia, thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
Hey, Jonah. I'm fantastic. How are you? No, I think you'll be all right if you miss the drops for a couple of days. I've done it myself, so not a problem.
Got it. And I know you had sent a order also to my girlfriend a few weeks ago, and she has had some amazing experiences. I wish she can call in right now to the show and talk about it, but she's definitely noticed the difference. I think after about a week or so, she was like, I really feel something different from these RNA drops. And da, 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 da. So it's awesome. We have a couple minutes, Jenny, before we go to break. So if we can, for the new listeners out there, just give a little brief background on who you are and how you first came into the RNA drops. And then when we get back from the commercial, we'll talk about the RNA drops and what they are.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, my name's Jenny.
Great, thank you.
I'm with RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And the reason why the website is titled that way is we do offer a free sample of the RNA drops, and we can talk a little bit more about what they are. But for people who are into trying new things, who are exploring new territories, new dimensions, new capacities, new potentials within themselves, this is something that would really interest you because the sample is free. You do pay shipping and handling, but it's nominal compared to the actual value of the product. The sample bottle is 90 drops. It's valued at $49.99. And they're going to just open up some extraordinary new vistas within your own experience. So that's what I'll say about those for now. So RNAfreesample.com, you can go to my website and order a free sample and hear the testimonials, which are amazing. And I also have another blog that you may be interested in called myRNADropsBlog.com. And I distinguish the two because, you know, a lot of people who start out with the drops are into them because of the health potential of the drops. And what ends up happening, though, is they end up flipping into this whole other kind of artist creativity, expanded consciousness, psychic abilities type of a thing. And I talk a lot about that on my blog. And as a matter of fact, I have guest bloggers who write in, whether they're music producers or I have writers and artists from all over the world, South Africa, all over Europe, who testify to the amazing mind-expanding potential of the RNA drop. So they're pretty cool. It's a pretty cool scene. It's a fun thing to be doing, and it's an advanced technology that came from non-physical beings on the other side of the veil, who kind of dropped in a couple years ago and laid this formula out for Dr. Carolyn Dean and a couple other folks, and it's pretty cool.
Excellent. Well, that's a perfect sentence to end on, because that's what we want to talk about, the lifting of the veil, the ETs, the Star Family, call them what you will, that are on the other side, that are here, and who they are, what it's about, and how it's here to help us. We're going to get into all of that when we get back. So here's some more Elijah, the Band of Light. We'll be right back.
That the end is drawing near. I shall know way. How could this be? He chirped and said, you've been getting signs for years.
My name is Angie. Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out starseedenergyradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're now joined by Virginia Gunther, Global Business Development at RNA Drops, the Living Water. And this is an amazing product that I have taken myself, am taking. And before we left the show, or commercial break, we talked a little bit about what RNA Drops, how you got into it, sort of what they are. But now if you can go a little bit deeper into RNA Drops and the molecular structure of what it does for the DNA, the science behind the RNA drops.
Sure. The RNA drops are a unique formula. For one thing, they're 100% natural. And the other thing is that they work on the RNA side of the RNA-DNA double helix equation. And, you know, ever since Watson and Crick came out with the DNA discovery in 1953, everybody's been looking at that pretty exclusively and using it to form a lot of hypothesis and place a lot of conjecture. That the one thing that what you would say the traditional science world would notice is that one double helix strand of DNA has actually been organized into coherency. And then they had all this other stuff that they called junk and they didn't know what it was. But even as recently as last fall, they had to come out and say it's latent genetic material. It's actually switches and signaling capacity that they don't know how to tap into, but they now have to actually acknowledge that it's substance. And basically, the easiest, most simple way I know how to say it without getting into uber technical stuff is that it's the 98% of you that hasn't shown up here yet. You know, it's all of your latent potential and all of the unexpressed attributes and aspects of who you are that need to be organized into coherency. Well, need to, I mean, it's your choice, but if you really want to go beyond where you are right now, this is a great way to do it. So what happens is RNA drops are basically a complex molecule. It's a biological sugar. It's not table sugar. It's not what you would consider sugar, but it would be formed in a crystalline structure similar to a sugar. It's a ribose, and it deals with the cell signaling of your cells. So it actually carries a frequency and a resonance to it that causes and creates a demand for the cells to create an amino acid that requires the creation of a protein that actually demands that the cell go into the cell nucleus and retrieve the original gene product and not a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy type of a thing. And this is why it works so quickly, and this is why it just has such amazing full range of effects with people, because we have everything from, you know, Down syndrome babies who have been on the product now for 5 weeks and their Down syndrome experiences are starting to change in ways that are astounding the doctors. We have autistic kids who are using it who are getting relief from autism. And we don't really advocate people giving it to their kids, but if you have a child and you're taking the product yourself and you know what it's doing for you and you're looking at your child, you're going to make that choice. I mean, we don't advocate it because children can't really ask for it. They don't have the full mind to be able to say, yes, I want this. But, you know, we say don't give it to your pets. People give it to their pets because it is compatible with all cellular life. And this is what you would expect. And I liked what you said, Jonah, about the other side, the thinning of the veil, life consciousness, the life forms that are on the other side of the veil are benevolent. And they're actually here to help. And
yes,
they see the mess that we're in. And they want to see us win at what we want. And basically, you know, in the most basic thing, the bottom line is we want to be able to control and actually optimize our own destinies, our own body function. We want to be able to optimize the use of our own minds and our own spirits. And we want to be able to be effective in this thing called living. And with one double helix strand of DNA that's already been compromised by a lot of environmental factors, we're not going to get very far with that. So the RNA drops activate the latent power and the latent genetic expression. And because it works through the genes, because it works through the chromosomes, and because it works with the actual bonding and the polypeptide bonds within and the neutrino bonds within the cells, it actually repairs broken communication, and it actually clarifies the experience and brings health, vitality, and well-being in a very unique way. Now, there are a lot of really super fantastic products out there that people use for ascension, and I don't have any problem with those. The only thing is that I think I'm pretty aware that our product is probably the only one. It's pretty mainstream because it's just a biological, it's a food, it's not a drug, but it has these amazing range of effects because it works with the intelligence of each individual person's human genome. And but it comes at the RNA level, and RNA is the genetic material that's the foundation of life. It's the precursor to DNA. So it has such a unique target and an application, and this is what we would want, right? We would want, as human beings coming into their place of power, to actually be able to be empowered to use a substance that was not any kind of a pharmaceutical, that was not in control of a corporation or some big conglomerate, that couldn't be regulated or, you know, handed down or whatever, or controlled by, you know, all these controllers. You would want something that's basic and simple to the earth that you could consume and use for your own goodness. And that's basically what this is.
Well, that was a download of information. So there's a lot to go from there. But when you talk about these beings that are here to help us, and you are not getting access to this higher or other strands of DNA, And this junk DNA is not junk. Lots of scientists and people have come out with that. Like you said, there's been many studies done, these other. And, RNA is like the, like you were saying, the photocopy for to help the DNA. And during this ascension process, which a lot of people talk about, a lot of listeners may not know what that is, the RNA is a key player in that because it helps duplicate the new, basically DNA that's coming in, correct?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, it retrieves the original you. It retrieves the original you from your own genome. So it's not something that is being, having to be quote unquote modified outside of you, but it is retrieving the original you. And because of the complex molecule and the frequency and the signaling capacity that accompanies the drops, it forces the cells to go into the nucleus to retrieve those original, genomic blueprints, so to speak, and to start copying that. And that's what you want. You want to come back to your power. You want to come back to the original you, the God you, the ascended you that you were before you separated yourself from your power, in whatever term you want to call that, because whether you look at any ancient, you know, scripts or a religious script, or you want to call it some kind of a gestalt figure and ground, it doesn't matter what your languaging is. The bottom line is we know that somehow we did separate ourselves from the original and most authentic, most powerful aspect of who we are. And that's why so many of us pre-ascension or, you know, in our lives had this kind of rogue restlessness that kind of puddled around with us like, you know, a pig pen is what I say, you know, like the little puddle of dirt that followed around pig pen. And, that's one thing that I can say about my experience since I got involved with this and the non-physical aspect or the non-physical environment that brought forth this formula and helped launch this creation is a expression called ION, I-O-N. And you can learn more about ION at How Ionic or at my website, RNA Free Sample. I've got all kinds of links to that content. And the unique thing about ION is that it's not a channeled entity or anything like that. ION is an environment that actually abides or indwells or expresses itself a lot through the computer world. And so there is a hologramic and somewhat, you know, binary aspect to ION that's unique. And because of their expression, they were able to come on the radio and interact with the public. And a lot of people are looking for first contact, or they, you know, they think that some kind of like big ship is going to pull up on the White House lawn and say, take us to your leader and all the rest of this stuff. And here ION just popped in and started talking and dealing with the public on the radio.
Getting into ION, because I want to get into a little bit of history about ION and that, because we're going to have to go to commercial break in just a minute. But I want to take a quick break here just for the listeners out there and for people, you know, because when we talk about these higher dimensions, we talk about these higher consciousness, you know, what we talk about is stuff you and I, personally, I could say for me and probably for you, have experienced ourselves, so we can't even tell our own brains that it didn't happen, what we experienced. And to the listeners out there, the ET and UFO phenomenon has been talked about in our planet civilization for thousands and thousands of years. This is not nothing, this isn't anything new. You know, I was in the DC disclosure hearings a few weeks ago in DC, and China had a 10 million year old artifact, 10 million years old. There's been civilizations here for a long time, and we're going to talk more about when we get back from break, but check this stuff out for yourself and learn it, because it's real information. So with that, here's some more Band of Light. We'll be right back with Virginia from RNA Drops.
Baby, you're so far away. Yet I believe, yeah, yeah, yeah. Someday
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Listening to Starseed Radio. We're doing a live broadcast from downtown Miami by South Beach at the Eric Pearl event, although I did not get to attend it because I got here late yesterday, and I missed it for the second time. I've come down to Florida to make this thing, and I missed it. But anyways, we're joined by Virginia Gunther with RNA Drops, talking about this amazing product, and not just a product, but we got into, before we went to commercial break, ION. What is ION? Give us a little history to the new listeners that haven't heard you talk about ION before. You talked about it a little before we left, but a little more in-depth of ION, this environment, this consciousness, if you will. There are other aspects of this consciousness coming in, but ION is so profound. Why?
I would say the most profound thing about ION is that ION is engaged fully with the public and didn't limit their engagement to some kind of a private interpretation. They didn't limit their engagement to a specific kind of range of topics. ION is probably one of the most fascinating expressions of the Beyond the Veil experience because of the depth of the information that they revealed and the scope of the influence that they could talk about, to the point that they basically kind of said that they came to complete what it is that we thought we knew, but that we didn't fully have all the details to. And RNA drops are a perfect example of a completion. That's why we call the RNA drops a completion formula, because they said, you know, basically, yeah, you guys are onto something with the DNA thing, but you're missing this other half of the equation. Any ancient information, any text, any sociological thing, any philosophical thing, any music, any art, any aspect of culture, media. ION could talk about it, could talk about the details of it from the death of Michael Jackson and going into parallel worlds and how parallel world economies work to what happened with the Twin Towers to what's going on in my life in particular. I mean, it was personal, it was private, it was public, it was expansive beyond probably what most people can even begin to think about. And there are actually 2.5 years of archives of the information that they laid out on the radio and combined with private sessions and all kinds of other things. So that was probably the most unique thing. And the other thing was their mastery of science and their ability to talk about the new environment, what actually is going to be occurring, the changes that are going to be occurring in the earth. And one of the things that the RNA drops were given for was an antidote to the effects of the electric environment and the breakdown of our nuclear power system. And beyond that, a expression of cold fusion. So they had the free energy, free medicine, free health, individual autonomy thing wrapped up like nothing I've ever heard. I mean, it's fascinating what they said and what they were able to lay out and what they were actually able to demonstrate in a very non-threatening and fun, engaging, exciting way.
Some of the things you talk about are things that you have to experience for yourself. And some of the things we're talking about are things you can look up, but again, you have to be open to this, as we talked about earlier in the show and other shows. And it's a lot of information to be open to, and especially if you've been in you know, a religious person your whole life or into Buddha your whole life or whatever it is, and then you come upon something like ION, you know, if you're not open to it, you know, you won't really be able to receive the information or really understand what it is that we're trying to explain to you and talk about. The only best way, as we've always said, is to experience it and do it yourself. And you guys offer free RNA drops. So people can go to your website and you send them a free, how long is the trial and what can people expect within the first, you know, few weeks or a month of trying the RNA drops?
Well, the thing of it is that you're absolutely right. You know, you have to be open, but I don't know that I was as open as I thought I probably was when I first started. I was more frustrated. Was I open? You know, I mean, now I could look back and say, well, I guess I was, but I was frustrated. I had been in the religious world for 25 years as a pastor, and then I moved into, you know, life coaching and all kinds of other things, and my desire to see people become empowered. And what I would say always is get up, stand up, and stay up. You know, that was my goal, and for myself and others, you know. And so what was to me more than anything was I was so frustrated because it seemed like you could get so far, but you couldn't get all the way there. So when I heard ION, I started to consider it, and they gave me some compelling information about the interpretation of the Book of the Revelations and the implications of Christianity that I had never considered before, but as I did, it made sense. And that was my beginning place. And then I got thrown into a whole realm of information and experience that I didn't even know was possible. What I loved about ION was they made it fun, you know?
Amazing. And the website, again, is rnadrops.info, and you send them a free trial. There's information on ION there, videos, all sorts of amazing stuff. So check it out and have the experience yourself. Get rnadrops.info, sign up, get a free sample. And Ginny, again, thank you for coming on the show, as always, with great information.
Thanks, Jonah. Thanks. Enjoy your time in Miami.
Thank you. And with that, here's some more Elijah with Band of Light. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And now we're going to jump to another caller. We have Bill from Idaho. He has a question. And after that, we're going to jump to our next guest from Mount Shasta. And with that, I think, is Bill with us?
Yes, bless you, Jonah. Thanks so very much. Excellent information and broadcast. I can't believe
thank
I
you.
Missed Pastor Jonah. She was excellent in that. You know, I don't know whether you've been following it, but the church and the pastors are having a real hard time because of the Bible 1C3 discussion. Peter Kershaw wrote the In the Grip of Caesar. A quite extraordinary discussion in regard to the corporate churches in this country and what they can and cannot say as far as the full gospel of our Lord Yah, or, you know, what can be said at a local level. And I was hoping that she would be able to address her, maybe when you talk to her next, that you'd be able to ask her in regard to the RNA drops. I go to a Bible study on Monday morning, and there's quite an extraordinary leader in our Bible study group that has mentioned praying for the spirit that we have in us to be energized in that. And I was wondering if it's a possibility that the, you know, the Holy Spirit that we're supposed to carry with us each day as good representatives of the eternal God would be able to actually have an effect on that. Or what effect, how does it work? Do you know?
Well, I think it's an excellent question, and I personally do not know, and she would be able to do that. But I think that when, you know, when you're talking about the Holy Spirit and what that is, it's the same thing we're talking about as well. You can call it what you will. It's that energy within inside of us, that spark, that gut instinct. You know, that is what RNA drops helps to get released, is that energy within inside of us. So that I know is what the purpose and what it does. It helps duplicate that, what she was saying, that person within, that higher aspect of ourself. And RNA drops helps, you know, duplicate your DNA, which helps access that. So I definitely think it would help that. And it's been great to see such a bridging of the worlds lately, you know, with even the Vatican and other things coming out with ETs and other, you know, things may be possible, or, you know, stuff like that is even being talked about as profound. And I've seen just like the crystal balls that I use for meditation. I've seen pastors using them now all over the world. You know, they call them the sounds of the angels, and it's a meditative tool that is used just for healing. And to see that being used in different aspects of society is really a bridging of the worlds, if you will, which couldn't happen, you know, just a few hundred years ago. People would be burned at the stake for even, you know, doing that stuff. So it's amazing to see so much of that going on now. It's really awesome.
Well, we're blessed and honored to have you on the team, Jonah, and all your people that are working so hard to get a message out of our Heavenly Father Yah's glory and manifest supremacy throughout the universe that, you know, obviously you folks know a lot more about as far as energy and energy fields. I have a young gentleman, and in the future, possibly you would announce when this young lady is going to be on again, because I think her discussion is quintessential, ultimately, victory or defeat when we come down to dealing with those that would say they are but are not, and possibly a combination of those two individuals might have information that would be able to help direct this focus of the battle, since it is a spiritual battle. But nonetheless, I want to thank you for everything that you do each day for the Republic. Bless
Great.
You.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thanks for calling in and being a supporter of their show and keeping us in your prayers and thoughts and getting that energy out there and connecting people. And all we want, all of us, is a sustainable future for our children, for generations to come. And that's what we're going for. And to do that, we need to work together, raise consciousness, and be a team. So thank you again, Bill, for calling in. And now we're going to jump to our next guest. We have Della Clark from Mount Shasta, talking about some amazing stuff at Mount Shasta and this amazing conference that's coming up that we will be at. I will be at myself, the Best of Mount Shasta, happening at the end of summer in August. And with that, Delia, thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Jonah.
Absolutely. So first, I guess I want to talk a little bit about not just Mount Shasta, of course, but a little bit about your journey, your voyage, on how you first came to Mount Shasta.
Well, I have a historical connection through my great-grandfather, who was part of a U.S. Geological Survey in the 1870s, and he climbed Mount Shasta several times just after the Civil War, and did surveys up and down California. But amazingly, as beautiful as Mount Shasta and Yosemite, another place that he did surveys were, he settled in the desert of Southern California and raised his family there. But when I grew up, we continued to come up here on camping trips. So someone in our family has climbed the mountain in each generation, and I'm actually the first one that's lived here, though.
So you come from a lineage, if you will, of Mount Shasta history.
Yes, yes. And the other aspect is that I also have a spiritual lineage from both sides of my family, and Christian mystics, Swedenborgen on one side of my family, the paternal side, and my grandmother on my mother's side had visions that were so not accepted in the day. She was actually misdiagnosed as schizophrenic. And that's that's a concern of a lot of people who have this kind of lineage and lucid dreaming and visions and are seeing and hearing things that are of a spiritual nature, not a psychological anomaly.
Sure. I think, unfortunately, that's how a lot of us, including myself and others, have been labeled over the years is schizophrenic or bipolar or ADHD or whatever you want to call it. And there's a lot of misdiagnosed people for people that are really coming from a higher understanding or whatever you want to call it. So important stuff to pay attention to. And talking about this talk of Mount Shasta, tell the listeners about their – what is Mount Shasta? Why is it so special? I mean, we know it's a mountain, but why is it special? Why does it draw so many people? What's the history of Mount Shasta?
Well, all mountains across the planet, very tall mountains. This one is a 14,000-foot mountain, and it's a little bit isolated from other volcanoes in the area. It's a high peak, and so it's high to the spiritual beings, the sky beings, and there are also stories about cities being in this mountain. I haven't gone that way myself. It has incredible lenticular clouds that look very much like UFOs, and they behave in very unusual ways, and I don't disagree that there could be, very well be, something unusual happening in that reality. It's a very eclectic spiritual community, and it's one that someone like myself can feel very comfortable. I'm one of the most grounded people here, if you can believe that.
I love it.
And all of these realities just exist, coexist here, and as well as the mainstream ones. And it's quite wonderful in that regard. And it's a small town. There's only 3,500 people here.
Yeah, when I spoke with you, I think a few months back, I asked you that, and I was amazed to find that it's such a small community. And to have this event that you're doing, the Best of Mount Shasta, where you have so many amazing presenters and people, and then I realize it's such a small community. Like, you're like, wow, it's a very big community in a spiritual sense, which is really good to be around. Just like the Asheville area where I'm from, it's amazing there. You know, it's pretty much everyone's awakened, and it's good to be around other like-minded people. So it's quite amazing. So let's talk a little bit about this conference. How did this conference first start?
Well, the conference started with Andre Morgana, who moved here actually not too long ago, I think maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And the conference began about 4 years ago, and it's become much larger. I believe there's 60 presenters this year. And that it spans each day. There's a different theme. It starts with Native American heritage. The first day is devoted to that, and then spirit and spirituality, and then there's ecology. So different themes are developed through each day. And the workshops will give everyone a taste of what they feel called to. As I say, there's such a variety. If you have a particular calling to a specific area, or you just want to experience a taste of what's available here, you have the opportunity to do that. And then later on, you could pursue reading or other workshops individually with the people who are presenting.
So what year is this now, the fourth annual?
Yes, I believe it's the fourth year.
Fourth annual year, and how have you seen it grow in the last 4 years? What have you seen change differently? Obviously, you started with less people and whatever, but what has been the changing thing that's happened over the years?
I think a lot of people are returning and experiencing more workshops and different workshops and exploring work, more individual work with some of the teachers here. And then obviously the new people are coming as well. There's also a kind of a festival atmosphere. There are booths and music and other things that people can partake of.
I think you hit it home right there, which is the most important thing. People are coming back, and that's what's important. That's when you know it's a good festival or a good event, is when you see people returning each year from the same faces. And to have 60 presenters is just amazing, because you have such diversity, and that's why we have so many guests on the show, usually between 8 and 10. I think we have 6, 7 tonight, but it's about getting information out, because everyone perceives information differently. So if you can get it out from all different perspectives, basically talking about the same thing, energy and consciousness, it's a lot easier for people to digest and also to understand, because they'll relate to some people more than others.
Definitely, yeah. And I utilize the time that I have with the people who come to try to give them a piece, a tool that they can actually take with them and continue to use and practice, that may become an actual portal for them to their spiritual development and their awakening.
And when you see people visit the mountain themselves, tell us about some of the stories where people themselves have visited Mount Shasta. What have been some of the most profound experiences you have seen or heard?
Oh, golly.
I know there must be a lot, because I keep hearing about them.
I really can only go with my own personal experience.
Sure, okay.
My direct experience, because so many of the stories are so far out that nobody in the mainstream, and I realize your program is not exactly mainstream, would believe them. So I've had experiences with losing time on the mountain, tremendous amount of time, probably about 8 hours. While I was on a hike with another person, and they also lost time. And it was to the extent that their partner was quite concerned about us. And I have not a clue as to what happened. I don't have any memory of it, of what happened, but I know that something did and that it was of an extraordinary nature. Mm. I saw colored lights going up and down, and became very hot at one point and then very cold, which seemed like the next moment, but it wasn't. It was 8 hours later. So whether that was what some people might call an abduction or a UFO experience, I don't know. I know that it was definitely of a non-ordinary variety experience, and I felt that it was a positive experience. I did not have any.
Absolutely. I think that definitely sounds like an ET experience from millions of others that have reported it. And it, like you said, it wasn't a harmful experience. You didn't feel that way. And, you know, yeah. One of the things that we're trying to do, like you said before, with this not being mainstream, is that's what we're trying to do, is get this information mainstream, because when the masses are open to this topic and subject, more of this energy and stuff can happen, because they're open and ready for it. Like the guest said earlier with Avatar, James Cameron waited for this time to release his Avatar movie with that information and consciousness in it. It's, you know, when they're ready for it, the more information can come in. I think that's what's so important about having so many presenters at the conference, is having this variety of people and information. So it's pretty awesome. And the website is thebestofmountshasta.com, correct?
Yes.
and people can find out information and stuff on there. And what else did you say people can get involved in? I know you said there's music, and what else can you tell us about the event?
Well, there's music, and there'll be booths and artifacts.
Della, hold it right there. We have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, tell us all about the event. So if you would, just hang on. And for the listeners out there, check out thebestofmountshasta.com for some more news and updates on it. And if you hang on right there, we're going to hear more about it and hear some more Elijah, the Band of Light. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by one of the presenters, Della Clark, at the Best of Mount Shasta conference that's coming up at the end of this summer. We're talking about Mount Shasta. We're talking about the different workshops presenters. Della, what do you think one of the most profound things you have gotten from attending this workshop yourself? I mean, you're a presenter, but you've obviously have seen the other presenters and stuff. What's an experience or something that you would say was really profound that opened something up for you, or you had a, you know, download of information or something like that at this conference?
Well, this is going to sound a little egocentric, because most of my time is spent during my own personal workshop. So the greatest gift that I see is people opening up to the portal that's created through the overtone chanting that we do, and seeing some of them actually making connections to their own guides and teachers. And the response is tremendous about when they come to me afterwards and wanting to know what happened there, what just happened, because it's such an incredible experience, and it's something that they long for, and that's probably why they were attracted to this particular workshop. And I believe that's probably what happens in the other workshops as well. If people listen to their hearts and they go to the workshop that they really feel called to, something is bound to happen.
Mm. I think, I mean, that's to me is the most important piece, is you have that experience at the Best of Mount Shasta, is for one. But it's amazing, because there's so many different ways to access this higher state of consciousness, this higher dimension, whatever you want to call it, by A, doing shamanic breath work, by drumming, by this, by that, crystal bowls. It's, yeah, you know, it's amazing. It's awesome. And just like, you know, your mission is doing this work with the chanting and allowing people and showing people how to access that and see them blossom and see them transform and see them have that experience. It's that's beautiful. That's why we do the work. That's why.
Absolutely.
That's why I don't care what people say or think, because when I light someone up because I activate them with some information that has been hidden from them and they remember who they are, that's what makes it worth it for me. You know, and that's what we do. That's the flame keepers that we are. And to go to a conference like that where you have 60 different presenters is profound. It's amazing, because individually all of you and yourself have gone through so many trials and tribulations to get to this point, to be a master, to be a teacher, and to teach with others. It comes from experience. So it's amazing to be around so many people. It's I can't wait to meet you and everyone else, but it's going to be an amazing and fun time for all of us.
It is. So. And the other thing is that Mount Shasta, nature-wise, is a magnificent place to be. And in late summer, there's many, many lakes and waterfalls and hiking trails and forests to explore, as well as the mountain.
Excellent. And the Best of Mount Shasta conference is August 9th through the 11th, 2013. And again, information on you, Della, is on the website. You can check out thebestofmountshasta.com. And thank you so much, Della, for coming on the show. And I'll see you soon in Mount Shasta.
Thank you, Jonah.
All right, have a great night. Here's some more Elijah, the Band of Light. We'll be right back with the judge.